Lively Stone's Meditations for Wednesday, 20th April 2022. When the time comes, reading John 15, verse 26 to John 16, verse 4. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. All these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. Is there a specific event to which our Lord is referring in this passage? The first words here speak of the Helper, which we know is the Holy Spirit, which Jesus refers to as the Spirit of Truth. Is that when the time comes? Assuredly, yes, it is. The Apostle Peter talks of the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. That time when we have to face our Maker and submit to his judgment. Psalm 9, verses 7 to 8 says, But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. Is that when the time comes? Assuredly, yes it is. The time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. Jesus tells us openly that there will be times of persecution, pain, and suffering, that we may also die for our faith, because some who do not know him or God will believe that they are doing the right thing by God. Is that when the time comes? Assuredly, yes it is. When the time comes is always now, the present moment. What Jesus is saying is he is always with us, because he is of the Father. Begotten, not created. David Wilkerson put this better than I in his devotional, You Will Survive. You may feel rejected, abandoned, and alone. Your faith may be weak, and you think you are down for the count. Sorrow, tears, pain, and emptiness may swallow you up at times, but God is still on the throne. He is still God. Convince yourself that you will survive. Read his word and meditate on it. You will come out of it. Live or die, you belong to the Lord. Life does go on, and it will surprise you how much you can bear with God's help. He wants you to cry aloud, Jesus loves me. He is with me, and he will not fail me. He is working it all out right now. I will not be cast down. I will not be defeated. I will not be a victim of Satan. I will not lose my mind or my direction. God is on my side. I love him and he loves me. The bottom line is faith. It rests on this one absolute. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54, verse 17. David Wilkerson from God is Faithful. Meditate on these things. Romans 3, verses 24 to 26. Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. For he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he makes sinners right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. New Living Translation. A Holy Command. Oswald Chambers on Love. Love with all your soul. Atonement takes away fearfulness and unbelief and brings us back again into the relationship of faith and love to God. The new birth will bring us to the place where spirit, soul, and body are identified with Christ, sanctified here and now and preserved in that condition, not by intuitions now, not by sudden impulses and marvellous workings of the new life within, but by a conscious, superior moral integrity, transfigured through and through by our union with God through the atonement. From Biblical Philosophy.